everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield. I'm hosting Inspire Indeed, where we're discussing community issues and hearing from the people who are working to address them. Hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Before we know it, fall will be upon us. It sure has felt like it the past few days. And along with fall comes the kickoff of a new theater season. Today we'll hear about the further development of a strategic partnership between two successful companies in town. One, Richmond Shakespeare, a longtime fixture on the scene, and the other, Henley Street Theater, a company that has made its presence valued, you know, in a relatively short history, been around about 5 years. This serves as an example of how nonprofits can work together and rely on the strengths of collaborating partners in order to be more effective in carrying out individual agencies' core missions. Two people are joining me today at the WRIR studio, and I'd like to welcome them now. Now, Jan Powell is serving as the artistic director of Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare, and she's going to start by sharing her perspective. Jan, let's get started with you.
Okay, hi.
Well, and then also joining us today will be Jackie O'Connor. Jackie is the managing director of Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare. And welcome, Jackie.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thanks. They kind of serve as the yin and yang behind the scenes. I was just saying, first we could start with Janet to give a little bit of history about how Richmond Shakespeare got started, because you kind of came from that end of the partnership, correct?
Yes, I did. That's where I started. The company actually began as Encore Theater nearly 30 years ago now, which came out of the University of Richmond. Some students and faculty there from the theater started wanting to do some theater that was exciting and alive and edgy and important. And they continued on as Encore Theater for some years. And then about 15 years ago, it transformed into Richmond Shakespeare, with the artistic director being Grant Mudge and the education director being Cindy Liffick, and continued on for about the next 14, 15 years, doing a primary focus on Shakespeare, making it affordable, accessible, and alive. They started very small with like 5-actor touring groups that went all over and did very clever, very quick shows in the parks, and grew from there to have a very strong, robust education program, as well as a really terrific tradition of Shakespeare performances primarily.
Right, and taking advantage of our community resource there at H-Croft.
At H-Croft Hall is the most wonderful thing that we do every summer. We're the Richmond Shakespeare Festival at H-Croft Hall, and we do two shows in the authentic Elizabethan Courtyard Theater there.
Yeah, beautiful setting.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about Richmond. When did your involvement start there at Richmond Shakespeare?
I began about a year and a half ago. I was brought in as a guest director for the Scottish play, otherwise known as Macbeth.
I said it
right here in the studio, seriously. And that was in January of 2012. It seemed so recent. Mm-hmm. And Grant Mudge had just left the company in November prior. And so I began talking to some of the board members and administration about the organization. I loved Richmond, fell in love with the people here. And the history, and coming from the West Coast, it was a very different and exciting kind of cool place to be. And they asked me to stay on as interim artistic director, which I did. And then in November, they made me permanent. And that was around the time that we got serious about this merger.
With Henley Street Theater.
With Henley Street Theater,
right. That's right. Well, why don't you, Jackie, why don't you share a little bit of information about how Henley Street Theater got its start.
Sure. Yeah. I'm considered a founding member. Well, back in 2007, I met this wonderful, young, energetic man named Alex Privatera. He had just graduated college and was looking for a place to land, and he had an uncle who lived in Richmond, who was very excited by the theater scene, but felt that perhaps there could be one more theater company founded here. And I had read an article about him in a little magazine called Richmond Marquee, which is kind of a insider theater trade paper. And I just got so excited. It had always been on my bucket list to help found a theater company. I had worked at Barksdale Theater for a number of years and sat on boards, Swift Creek Mill and other organizations. And it was just something I really felt like in my journey, this was the thing that I wanted to do. And it was the right time and the right place. We met, and literally over dinner, we decided to start this venture together. We both agreed that looking at the landscape, that certainly Richmond Shakespeare was already actively involved in the community. It was wonderful. But we thought perhaps we could embellish on that a little bit and do the classics. So Shakespeare, of course, the name Henley Street comes from Shakespeare. It is the street that Shakespeare was born on.
Oh, okay.
So little fun trivia there. And so what we do is, Shakespeare, of course, is the bar as far as language. And we do classic plays that we believe will become revered in the history of theater. And so we'll do everything from Shakespeare to Oscar Wilde, and then go further and look at the modern day classics, the things that are winning the Pulitzers, or the pieces that people want to talk about, and we believe will stay with us. So that's our history. And yeah, it's been a fun journey.
It was about 5 years ago, right?
Well, actually, we're in our seventh season.
Now.
2007
okay.
is when
okay,
we started.
Great.
Yeah, it seems like a blink of an eye.
Yeah. So you came along with some partners that wanted mm-hmm. to see a new theater company started. And, it's pretty brave to move into a pretty competitive theater environment.
It is. It is. This is a very healthy, robust city for the arts. I think people don't realize what they have here. We have about a dozen professional theater companies here, and probably another dozen more what we call fringe theater companies or community theaters. The arts are just really thriving in Richmond, and with the economy starting to turn around, I think there's some healthy challenges ahead, but it's really exciting. Richmond's an exciting town, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot happening as we speak. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. You can hear previous shows on our blog, which is inspireindeed.blogspot.com. Today we're talking with Jan Powell and Jackie O'Connor of Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare. Could one of you share a website where people could get more details and learn more about the
Sure. Sure, you can go to Henley Street Theater's website right now. Is the home base for us. It's www.henley, H-E-N-L-E-Y, street, spelled all the way out, theater, theatre.org.
So Henley is with an E-Y, and theater is with an R-E.
Correct.
Henley Street Theater. So I'm sure if you Googled it, it would come up. And that has more information about both company, like seasons and everything.
Yeah, we're just beginning our 2013-14 season, which is a merged season of our companies. We're very excited to bring the classic Oscar Wilde piece, The Importance of Being Earnest.
That's the first one coming.
Yes,
out.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. I think that's one that a lot of us know and love. So I'm curious, hearing a little bit about the two separate entities' histories. You're coming from different places, but with some similar interest in terms of Shakespeare and the classics. But, with your own mission, your own board, your own identity.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's challenging to get that conversation started on how can you work more closely together. So share a little bit about how that all got started.
Okay. Being a relative newcomer to Richmond, I would get together with some local theater people, and 9 times out of 10, somebody in the course of the conversation would say, you and Henley Street, Richmond Shakespeare and Henley Street, you both have missions that are really similar. I think you two theaters should merge. And at the time I thought, you know, I don't know why we would do that. Mm-hmm. But then as I got to know the town and both organizations better, the logic of it seemed to make a lot more sense. I mean, both companies are based in language-based theater and theater that's inspired by Shakespeare. And there was an earlier discussion that predated me, actually, about the possibility of merging that started the conversation but didn't actually happen. And then it was in it was October or November, as I recall, the board chair of Henley Street called me and said that the artistic director, James Ricks at Henley, had decided that he was going to go on and pursue other opportunities, and that there, what would we think about combining me as artistic director and Jackie as managing director into one organization? And that made a lot of the pieces fit together. We at the time were looking for a managing director and needed one. The company had gone with one producing artistic director, and there was just too much work to be done. And mm-hmm. I knew how capable Jackie was and thought that would be wonderful to team up with her.
Great. So part of it came through, well, previous conversations mm-hmm. before Jan, yeah. before you even got to town.
Yes,
but
right.
then it was an opportunity where there were sort of like vacuums in terms of really critical pieces of a theater company's operations. Mm-hmm. So Richmond Shakespeare needed a managing director.
Yes.
Henley
Street. And we needed an artistic director. Yeah.
So, yeah, what a natural time to mm-hmm. look at how you can really pull together.
Yes.
You know, and sort of logically that makes sense, but mm-hmm. there are still a lot of things involved with ownership, brand loyalty,
identity. Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, so what's been your process in terms of, you know, the personnel side seems really logical and easy, but what's been your process in deciding, like, board makeup and identity and those?
We just flip a coin and...
Oh, that seems fair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been thought through extremely carefully,
mm-hmm.
Starting with a memorandum of understanding that was worked on by both boards, mm-hmm. and then culminating in a joint financial operational document that was approved. When was that approved?
Actually, just recently, in the last month. It was about a 6-month process all the way around, and probably could have taken longer, but we really wanted to begin this current season together, so there was a little bit of urgency there. It is complicated, but it was also wildly inspiring and fun and just motivating. I think there was so much energy behind this merger with both boards, the excitement about it, and the community. As soon as we announced, the community was like, oh, of course.
Of course.
We
that
welcome you. Yeah, of course, of course. So the outpouring of positive letters and words of inspiring.
Definitely helps motivated to make it work.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and we are looking, we always look at best practices. Both organizations, of course, had a little bit of different ways of running things. But, you know, Jan and I are great together. We're sitting down and just looking at what's going to fit this new company and going from there. So.
Did you speak with, I'm just curious if you had a chance to maybe meet with other nonprofits that have been through mergers
mm-hmm.
or learn lessons from others that have been through it?
Yeah, absolutely. Coincidentally, unbeknownst to me, a good friend of ours, John Glenn, who used to be the Associate Artistic Director at Theater 4 years ago, moved to Haley, Idaho, and with a company called Company of Fools, wonderful company in Boise, Idaho. They were in the end stages of their merger. Their actual completion of their merger. And a dear friend of mine used to direct me when I toured with Theater 4, so I called him and had no idea, and he said, well, I think I can help you. And so he was really, really wonderful. And then we've just had other people in the community reach out to us. Keith Martin, who was the managing director of the Richmond Ballet, has been through this process many times before. As a matter of fact, he's going to do a board retreat for us in a few weeks. just, you know, but the outpouring, Pat Morris, who's a fund developer, really.
And she was at Central Virginia Food Bank.
Correct.
Was
Yeah, exactly.
There was a lot of experience from that that was very helpful to us.
Yeah, and Bruce and Phil from Theater for Barksdale Theater.
Sure.
They were kind of at the end of their journey of their merger. It took them about 10 years to get there, but they certainly knew the wheel, and we didn't have to reinvent it.
Well, it's great that you have some examples locally as well as some ties across the country to help you through this process, because it can definitely be really tricky when you think about organizational culture.
Yes.
Did you find that to be at all a stumbling block, or did you feel that your board shared certain outlooks about how a theater company should run?
I would say probably equal portions of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think both boards, both organizations have been very focused on artistic excellence and on this kind of eloquent, language-based, life-changing theater that is considered classic because it's stood the test of time and been valuable to all these generations. And so there's a great altruistic spirit. And people believe in this merger and believe in what in the power that this gives us as a merged organization to be able to do some real good in the community.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we do continually come up against surprises and questions about, okay, how have you done this before? How have we done this before? Richmond Shakespeare has the advantage of all these years of tradition. There's certainly name recognition and brand loyalty to Richmond Shakespeare and a lot of real pride in the name and what the company has done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And Henley Street has such energy and youth and has done much more edgy kinds of theater than Richmond Shakespeare has done. And so, you know, for me, from the artistic side, merging the best of those two traditions is part of the challenge and part of the excitement. And, you know, there are sometimes when, you know, Jackie and I just go head to head and we talk about, you know, this is the way we have done it. This is the way we've done it. And
then you find the way you're going to
find
do it
the
together.
Way
yeah,
we
find the new
together.
The new normal, as I call it. There's no old normal anymore.
Yeah. And the same is true for the boards. We're having joint board meetings now. It's very fresh, and so it's a way of learning how each other does things and discussion. It just has to stay an open conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Communication is key when it comes to these types of partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we have the opportunity to speak with Jan Powell and Jackie O'Connor, who are both with Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare. Remind us again how people can get in touch with you and learn more.
Yeah, they can go to our website, which right now is henleystreettheater.org, and that's H-E-N-L-E-Y, street spelled all the way out, theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org, or they can call our box office, 804-340-0115.
What was that number you wanted?
804-340-0115.
Great. Thanks so much for sharing those details where people can go learn more. And thanks also for talking so much about your strategic alliance. And I'm curious, you know, you have two names still. Mm-hmm. Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare. It's all on the Henley Street Theater's website.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowing that, what are your next steps as this merger discussion unfolds?
Yeah, well, we have we're launching actually this week a Marriage of True Minds capital campaign, which is to shore up the foundation of both companies so that we can move forward in a very healthy financial way. Henley Street has always been very responsible to our donors and the people who support us in that way, and we want to continue that tradition with both companies. In order for us to merge and merge in a way that is going to be stable, we did have to bring on some new pieces and components, a new education director, new full-time administration. So there's a lot of moving pieces right now. And so, but we do feel like the community is embracing us. And so we have reached out now and are asking the community to help us ensure the future health of our organization so that we can move on and be, you know, a vital part of the Richmond community. So that's one thing that's happening that's wonderful and positive.
Definitely. Now, what about the name, though?
The name. Well, we're right now we're calling ourselves Hen Shakes, and we envision chickens in our logo. we keep abbreviating everything. Actually, you know, we're kind of staying away from that for a little while. It might take a number of years for us to actually fully merge. One thought was to reach out to the Branding Center at VCU. If you're listening, please call us. We would love to have them maybe take a look at that issue, as well as logos and you know, all the things that are important to us. But there's so much, so many other things going on right now. It's kind of been put on the back burner for a little while.
So you're focusing a little bit more on your infrastructure and ensuring that solid foundation of support. And some of the cosmetic, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I know it's deeper than that.
And also, I mean, as did Barksdale Theater 4, fully merged and became Virginia Rep,
right.
We are partnered right now. Mm-hmm. And we are... All ships full ahead to a full merger. We have the capital campaign that's mounted right now, which is a 2 to 3 year campaign. And once that is successfully completed, then we can fully merge into a single organization.
Gotcha.
And that'll be the time to determine the name of the new.
Great. But in the meantime, you've got some great things going on, like the 2013-2014 season, which
Yay.
Is going on. Jackie, you mentioned that your first show is going to be in a while.
Yep, The Importance of Being Earnest. Mm-hmm. And we just had our first read-through last night, and I have to say, I have never laughed so hard at a read-through. I mean, usually the read-throughs are pretty rough, and not this one. We could open tomorrow, and I'd be happy. We have an amazing... We won't. We will practice. We will practice and get it perfect. But it was... We have an amazing cast.
We do, and this is it's a joint production with Richmond Triangle Players.
Great. Is it going to be at Richmond
It's going
Triangle
to be
Theater?
At RTP, yes, so it's going to be so much fun.
Great.
And traditionally dressed, but with that kind of arch, delightful effervescent vitality and wit that show has.
Certainly, yeah. And what are some other highlights that you have coming up?
Beginning of November, we're going to be opening Taming of the Shrew. Huh. And that will be out at the Steward School. It's a 2-week run of the show. That is going to be a kind of Hollywood film setting. So think Astaire and Rogers, and Marx Brothers and romance and comedy, and I think that's going to be great, great fun. And then in February we're doing Death and the Maiden, which is a very important play that is having a kind of renaissance today. It's about war crimes crimes of abuse that are committed in times of political pressure, times of war. It's a serious play. It's an important play. That's going to be at the Gottwald, directed by Gary Hopper. I think it's going to be absolutely magnificently beautiful.
Great.
And that's February. And then in March, we're doing Wittenberg, which is back at Richmond Triangle Players. And that's a spoof. It's absolutely hilarious. And it features Dr. Faustus and Martin Luther at the University of Wittenberg in medieval times, and they are warring over the soul of their emo undergrad Hamlet.
Then
we come back around to Agecroft in the summer with the Summer Festival, and we'll be opening with A Midsummer Night's Dream. Our second show will be Richard III, so that's going to be a banner year. Yeah, Agecroft is doing the Age of Shakespeare this year. It's the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth, and so they're having a lot of special additional events throughout the year,
and the
Summer Festival is going to be the highlight.
Really cap it all off.
Absolutely.
So, we have just a couple minutes left, and I know you do more than just performances, so why don't you share a little bit about the educational programming that you have going on?
Oh, well, we have a wonderful education program. Richmond Shakespeare has been doing outstanding Shakespearean education training for many, many years now. Henley Street also dove into some after-school drama programs and an internship program, which we just love, which allows children to, high school students actually, to come and work with us on performances as assistants to the lighting designer, costumes, stage management.
So they get the inside look at how it all works.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this program's been going in its third year and really high. Highly successful and supported in the community. Richmond Shakespeare now has a new education director, Jeff Cole, and he is coming out very strong. We have some wonderful things coming up. The Bardathon, which is the Bardathon. What is that? Actually, it is a, we take local high schools and we pick one play, and each high school does a scene from the play. They work it and rehearse it.
And they all get put together in one performance.
Yes, it's wonderful.
A lot of cheering and a lot of interaction between these schools, and kids that never would have met each other and worked together get a chance to do that. It's
that
exciting.
Sounds like a great educational opportunity. Also.
Yeah.
You have information about your educational programs on the website too?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. And what's that website again?
Yeah, I have it memorized now. It's www.henleystreettheater.org. That's H-E-N-L-E-Y, street spelled out, and T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Great. HenleyStreetTheater.org is where you can get more information. And I can't believe we're already out of time. I mean, the time flies.
Wow. It's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Jan Powell and Jackie O'Connor, for joining me here today. Jan and Jackie are from Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare, and they've been sharing some great information about their merger and the upcoming season and all the wonderful things that you have in store through this new partnership.
Great. Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And as always, I'm thankful to the volunteers here at WRIR, like Andrew Hawes, our sound engineer, and Brittany Tracy, who keeps the Inspire Indeed blog at inspireindeed.blogspot.com up to date. If you're interested in getting involved at the station, we can always use your help and support, and you can learn about doing that at wrir.org. We are a volunteer-powered station, and we definitely count on your support. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits. I hope you learned something new on the show today and are ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds.